With many accolades under their belt, including 2 Grammy nominations, the Jonas Brothers added another one on January 30th as they received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. After breaking up in 2013, the Jonas Brothers made their official return in February of 2019, but have not released music since September of 2021. That all changes this May.
We are excited to announce today that our new album, The Album, will be coming out May 5th.
As you just heard from Nick Jonas, the Jonas Brothers are back with a new sound, and they're ready to make their mark on the world once again. The eldest Jonas brother, Kevin, has said that their new music is inspired by the Bee Gees, another famous trio of brothers. However, since it's been over a year since they last released music, one has to ask, why come back now? And as for boy bands in general, why come back at all? Amanda Oliver, Medill first year and boy band enthusiast, has one possible answer.
I think in part because they're obviously, like, those bands have been massively successful in the past. And so I think there's definitely going to be this drive of, like, money involved. They know they can get back together, and no matter how long it's been since they've been on tour, there's going to be people like me and, like, countless other people who are going to be running the second they hear that they're going to be back, and who will immediately sign up and be buying these tickets.
The Jonas Brothers are not the only band to make a grand comeback recently. Boy bands like Big Time Rush, The Backstreet Boys, and New Kids on the Block have also made returns to the stage after breaking up. Emma Manley, Sespe first year, shares their thoughts.
I think there's demand. Like, people want to listen to them. I think it's been a while since we've had any, like, huge mainstream boy bands. And also, like, people who were kids at the time of, like, their biggest popularity are now adults now who can stream music, buy merch, go to concerts and stuff. And, you know, I feel like with COVID and just a general state of the world, people just want boy bands.
Some boy bands have had more success the second time around than the first. The Jonas Brothers comeback single Sucker was the first Billboard number one debut for the group. However, other boy bands, like Big Time Rush, are struggling to gain the success and popularity they once had. Although they have been very successful with the resurfacing of their past music, Big Time Rush has not been able to reach the same number of people with its new sound. Between 2009 and 2014, Big Time Rush had 4 Hot 100 singles. However, none of their new music has made it on the charts. They have released new versions of their old songs, like Paralyzed and Worldwide, as well as brand new singles, like Not Giving You Up, Call It Like I See It, and Honey. Their current target demographic is teenagers and young adults who grew up watching their self-titled hit show on Nickelodeon as kids, many of whom have returned to their old music. From hits like Boyfriend and Worldwide, Big Time Rush is definitely on the soundtrack of my life, as well as the lives of many other Gen Z teens.
I haven't really been listening to the new stuff. I feel like a big reason why I listen to it is because I'm like, I just want, like, the familiarity of the kind of music. So I mostly listen to old stuff anyway, but I think it's cool. I'll probably, like, get around to eventually listening to it.
Even though some boy bands may not be as popular as they used to be, the mark boy bands have made on the music industry cannot go unnoticed. Whether you believe boy bands started with barbershop quartets, the Beatles, the Jackson 5, or New Edition, they have begun to cause a trend since. Boy bands are now highly popularized globally, and often produce some of the biggest solo artists in music after they break up. One Direction, arguably the most popular boy band of all time, had world domination, and inspired other boy bands like 5 Seconds of Summer, The Vamps, Pretty Much, and Why Don't We. They are also responsible for the making of Harry Styles, one of the most successful solo artists of all time.
One Direction was one of my first concerts that I ever went to. I went there for one of my, like, first, like, birthday presents, and at the concert we had like front row seats, and then they got into a water fight with the fans right there. They all, like, randomly pulled out water guns, like, in the middle of singing and just started spraying water at each other. They get up there and they're just, like, pranking each other on stage, and it's just like watching a show. Like, it's just way more like Comedy Central, and I really liked that aspect of it.
So, will boy bands continue to make returns to music? If so, who's next? I guess we'll find out. For now, we can look forward to the Jonas Brothers' new album. For WNUR News, I'm Jessica Watts.